Chapter 9. David Writes the Story. History was the last lesson on Friday. David waited impatiently all day for the lesson to start. Mrs. Carter smiled at David.
"I told the headmaster about your story,"
she said.
"He wants to read it."
"Okay,"
said David, but he felt bad.
"It's not really my story,"
he thought.
"The magic pen is writing it."
David went to his desk and took the magic pen and the old bottle of ink.
"Now I'll finally discover what happened to Alan and his father in the mine,"
he thought. But the pen didn't write anything.
"What's happening?"
thought David. He looked at the bottle of ink.
"Oh, there isn't any ink in the bottle."
David was frustrated.
"I can't finish the story now. This is terrible."
At the end of the lesson, Anne turned to talk to David.
"What happened in the mine?"
she asked.
"Were Alan and his father okay?"
"I don't know,"
said David.
"The bottle of ink is empty and the pen isn't writing. How can I finish their story?"
"The art shop sells ink. We can buy some after school,"
said Anne.
"Good idea,"
said David. Then the bell rang. It was the end of the school day. David and Anne went to the art shop and found a small bottle of black ink.
"This is perfect."
David paid for the ink, and then he and Anne returned to school. Only the cleaners were there. Anne and David went into the classroom and closed the door.